Dum-Dum Buck. Jonova. You want to know something about Jonova, David?
Yes.
So, you know that, you know, you do a Google search, it says Jonova Devi's the wife of Nityananda. It's not actually a good way to think. You know. It's consort. Consort is another idea. Consort means the shakti, potency of the Prabhu. So we have two kinds of shakti. There's Vishnu Tattva, and there's the shakti, the potency of so Krishna and his potency, Radharani, etc. Then Vishnu and Lakshmi Devi, Nityananda and his shaktis, his potencies. Nityananda has Vasudha and Jandava, these two. So then, you know, he's marrying these two daughters. They're both the daughters of Surjadas Sarkar, who was a living near to Navadi, to the south side, like Kalna side, at his home. His two daughters were there. And there's the way they met was a mystical arrangement, because Nityananda came there, and they were very shy and staying in the back, but immediately they could understand and appreciate. Because the nature of Gaura Leela is like Gupta Leela, hidden Leela, which means that it's not revealed. Like when Nityananda comes into Navadi, Mahaprabhu says, oh, one great sadhu is here, you guys go and try to find. And none of the devotees could find him. It's some mystical thing. But then they had the meeting in Nandanacharya Bhavan, where it's like remembering who each other are. Like some, oh wow, you know, like old friends, but wearing a different clothes. Hey, I know you. And then it becomes revealed. It's all part of the Leela. So as well, in this case, you know, Janava is some like mystical appreciation. And who is this? You know, he's so beautiful person. And then it becomes inevitable. And then also Vasudha, they're eternal consorts. And so Janava, she was some special position in our sampradaya. Like the first leading female figure in our sampradaya was Janava. Because initially Rupa Goswami was given the sampradaya charge by Mahaprabhu in Puri. He came to Puri, and then Ramananda and Swarup Damodar and all these personalities, they give some check, you know, is how qualified is he? And Mahaprabhu said, yeah, you give your mercy, you give your blessings, and then he will be able to carry this. You know, not just my mercy necessary, all of you also have to give your mercy, and then he can run. So then Rupa went back to Vrindavan, and with support from Sanatan, and also tutoring Jiva, etc., then the sampradaya began from that point. And then basically two sections sprung up. You had the Vrindavan side, and you have the Bengal side. And so Janava, you know, after Nityananda left, and Mahaprabhu left, and many of the Parishads left from that time, Janava, she stayed on, and she was leading prominent figure, holding the sampradaya. And then over in Vrindavan, Jiva was training Naratam, Shyamananda, Srinivas for their preaching works. And then he sent them back, and they brought all the scriptures back to Bengal side, and Naratam preached in the Bangladesh, in these areas. Shyamananda went down towards Puri, Midnapore area, Manipur, all these places there, like 200 k's from Kolkata, going down the ocean side. And Srinivas, the three of them were preaching essentially underneath the umbrella of Janava Devi. And you can read like this, many references are there, like in this song to Saraswati Thakur, Sripad Ketari Dham, Thakurashi Naratam, like Naratam Das Thakur, he made a festival in Bengal and he invited everybody. This is such a nice thing. He was like The invitations went out 2 years before the festival to give everybody a chance to walk there so they could attend. It was like he wanted to make sure everybody was present. So 2 years before, telegrams going out, Vrindavan and Puri and all directions, you know, this we're making big festival this day. And Jahnava was the head of this festival. She was like the top of the whole thing. And then there is, the Goswamis and all the different kirtan styles were brought together and harmonized, because then different places, different styles have come forth and developed. So, you know, there was a real harmonizing influence and presence from her to our sampradaya. Wow. And, you know, we also know about Virachandra Prabhu, who's also his appearances on Guru Maharaj's appearance day in Krishna Navami and Kartik. And this, he actually was born of Vasudha, not Janava. But he is like the son of both of them, really. And, you know, Gurudev wrote a very nice Sanskrit explaining that. We'll hopefully publish that soon. But thing about Virachandra, he was more merciful than Nityananda even. And he's traveling all over Bengal and preaching and distributing Nityananda Mahaprabhu, all these things. And, you know, on the grace and on the blessings of his mothers. You know, so they're very, it's like there's some special, beautiful thing about the nature of Krishna consciousness being distributed through the Shakti. You know, like we're always hearing these lectures of, particularly Goswami Maharaj saying, you know, like Krishna is not so interested for distribution. It's coming from Radharani's side. Why Mahaprabhu is this distribution mood? Because she's present there. So in a similar way, you know, you had Nityananda who's like Kripa Avatar, like distributing in all these directions, all this mercy. But then, you know, that was taken to a whole new level by his consorts and his son, who were after him, distributing even more widely. So, you know, they traveled the length and breadth of Bengal. You know, like we just read a list of all the different villages that she would go on pilgrimage. You know, we go preaching in all those places. You know, Srikanda, Katwa, you know, and walking from here to there, staying in different Vaishnavas' homes, running festivals, and then everybody nearby will turn up and visit. They do big feasts, big kirtan, big prasadam. What we do today is what they were doing then. There's no change to this culture. It's only 400 years later, 450 years. It's not changed, 500 maximum. So, you know, this is like something that was really from Mahaprabhu coming and then leaving, and Nityananda came and left. After their time was this period where what they gave was really established by persons like Jahnava. She's like, okay, our lords, they came, but now we need to make something that's going to go generation by generation by generation. And that was what they did. And, you know, even the Sampradaya went underground for some periods of time, and Bhaktivinoda again brought it back out, Saraswati Thakur or something. But, you know, it was also due to the fact that they made such a powerful presentation of it in such a nice, organized way they did it, that really, for it to become resurfaced was not such a big thing to do. I mean, Bhaktivinoda Thakur did an amazing thing. But also, with the support and energy of what had already come before, which was all the efforts of these personalities, you know, that it's like, you know, it's one thing to try and establish something, but then to go to a place and go, hey, your forefathers of five generations ago, they were like this and this and this, and associates of these personalities. You know, let's just reawaken what's already been going on. And then, you know, really, it became again something that just took off. You know, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was doing village programs all over Bengal, and his associates and special kirtans, and he wrote all these songs. He was writing the songs for these kirtan village programs, like what we do today. He was like, oh, we don't really have some good songs for the current people, so he would write the songs, and then they would go and sing them in the villages and do these programs, and we're still doing that today. Just like re-establishing something that was already there. So, yeah, Janava's some particular special role in Chaitanya Lila. And in a background sense, when the Lord's, when Mahaprabhu Nityananda were here, she was more background, but then after they left, she became really prominent and very, very significant. And after her, other lady acharyas were in our missions, Sampradaya, few. But, you know, she's like the most prominent and the most renowned. And, yeah, this is a special festival day for us to remember all these things.
Where is possible to find this information about her, to read?
Yeah, she's written about in a few places, like, you know, Bhakti Ratnakar is one place, which is, you know, more of a Parshad style book. There's, you know, a few books have been written about Parshad, associate books, where it's like all these different details. They were born in this village, they traveled these places, and, you know, it's fairly available as far as details, like, you know, who a person was, and all these things, but conceptually, there's always another level to all these things. You know, that's where, you know, necessary to, you know, like, you know, research, like, some things, you know, Gurudev is always revealing authentic things about this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you can do a Google search and you'll get 5 pages. And the information will be maybe good, maybe bad, it will be maybe very historic. Mm-hmm. And conceptual, you need to be a little more specific as far as, you know, what did Gurudev express on this particular day in previous years. We can look into that, but, you know, it's a very you know, as we know, the worship we follow is a male and a female tattva, not just male alone. The female is there also, and she has a particular special role to play, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas particularly. You could say actually like Shaktas, really, but not normal Shaktas, because Shakta means like Shaivite, Tantric and all these other things, but on a higher level, you know, worshipping the Lord through the potency, you know. So, you know, how are we going to get any grace from Nityananda without proper reverence to his Shakti, to his potency, because we worship through the potency. So then there's some idea of what this means, even just on a general idea level, because it's so far beyond us, actually. A little bit of mood, you know, it's very necessary to be conscious, at least, a day like this, right? First conscious, then Krishna conscious. So, you know, okay, potency is paramount importance to us, and Nityananda is like, you know, we have no chance without Nityananda, actually. And we've seen that expressed so many times. Guru Maharaj in his last days, Dal Nitai, Gurudev saying, you know, Gurudev was so happy at the end of his life that we got this temple in Ekachakra and this construction became manifest. And he himself expressed to Acharya Maharaj, you know, we'll make 7'6" and 7'5" deities, full size, Nityananda Mahaprabhu. They're building, they're making them now. The mysteries are making. We were at the temple the other day. It's just like high ceiling temple, open span. There's no pillars. It's going to be big Sankirtan, Mandap, and Mandir and everything. And yeah, it's like that was one, you know, Gurudev was like, that was his Dal Nitai in his last days. It was Ekachakra temple. And everything manifests there, and in the appropriate way, in the shelter of Parai Pandit, Marvati Devi, parents of Nityananda, and very beautiful manifestation. And you know, that's noticeable. Everything we do is in the right mood, with the right intention, and the right connection. So again, you know, this is like, without Nityananda, you know, Gauranga is inaccessible. Very simple. through Virachandra, through Jandava, Vasudha, through them, then we can actually, you know, make some approach. You know, and underneath Jandava is Naratam, Shyamana Srinivas, you know. Through Naratam, you know, all these things is coming in succession, disciplic succession. And our acharyas are the present day representatives. So through our Gurudevs, we can worship them, and then it goes all the way through the system, and then everything is tasted and appreciated by the Lord. So that's something, five minutes something.
Cool.
But, you know, with a little bit of earnest desire to know the right things, then it will manifest. The Lord will send the agent to reveal it.